This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Jesus. Yes. I thank the Lord because he woke me up this morning.
Yes.
First of all, he had my name on the wake-up list.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He says, all right, Lawrence, it's another day.
Yes.
I'm going to keep you.
Amen.
Get up and give me the praise.
Yes, Lord.
Get up and glorify my name.
Yes.
Get up and show forth my praises.
Yes.
Let everybody know
yes.
that I'm a savior.
Yes.
Let everybody know that I'm a healer.
Yes.
Let everybody know that I'm a deliverer.
Hallelujah.
Say yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
God bless you. God bless you.
Yes.
Greetings you in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Once again, you're in touch with that noisy church on the air, better known as the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. Our exact location is 2012 Fulton Street, and that's between Howard and Saratoga Avenues, right here in Brooklyn, New York. We're certainly grateful to the Almighty God that he's given us this opportunity to be coming into your homes or into your cars or wherever you are at this time, listening to the sound of my voice. This is the pastor, Pastor Lawrence Casper Staton, and I praise God that it's another day.
Yes.
It's another day that the Lord has kept me. There's so many that laid down last night and went to sleep, and they slept off into eternity.
Hallelujah.
But the Lord was so good.
Yes.
And he had our names on the wake-up list.
Yes.
He said, get on up and rise, shine, and give God the glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Rise, shine, give God the glory. Lord says, do you think I'll make a good soldier?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But like the song says, rise, get up. You were listening to us right now. Get up from there.
Yes.
Some of you have been laying down and you're laying down only because you just don't want to get up. Now there's some of you what can't get up. But for those of you what can get up from there.
Yes.
Rise and shine and give God the glory.
Hallelujah.
You what cannot get up, I'm going to be praying for you. And God will bless you to be able to get up and give God the glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Remember, my friends, this is Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple from Brooklyn, New York. We come today to let you know you can get what you need from the Lord without any tricks and without any gimmicks.
Yes.
All you have to do is have faith in God.
Yes.
If you can produce the faith, my friends, God can and God will produce the miracle. Are you sick today? Are you suffering? Has the doctors done all they can do for you and you're still not well? Well, we serve a doctor and his name is Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He's the chief physician.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he will heal your body if you believe.
Yes.
My question to you today is, why should you suffer when others are being healed?
Yes.
Why should you die before your time?
Yes, Lord.
Jesus Christ is a healer.
Yes,
in regards to what the verdict has been, in regards to what the doctors say your medical condition is,
yes.
Jesus Christ can heal your body today.
Yes.
He might have gave you a verdict of doom, saying there's nothing else that can be done for you.
Yes.
Some of them might even want to turn you over to the hospice.
Hallelujah.
And say, just let you finish out your last days in being comfort. But Jesus can change that around.
Yes.
And let you live just like he did Hezekiah.
Yes.
He added 15 more years to Hezekiah's life in the Bible.
Yeah.
He can do the same thing for
yes,
you.
Lord.
Do you believe it today?
Yes.
Why should you suffer when others are being healed?
Yes, Lord.
Why should you die before your time?
Yes.
We want you to look to Jesus Christ now, the author and finisher of your faith.
Yes.
He can do more than you can ask or think.
Yes, he can.
Put your trust in him.
Yes.
Lean on him. I heard somebody say, I done stopped leaning on the everlasting arms. I done got up in God's lap. That's what you got to do, my friends. It's done got to be that desperate. Lord, I'm not just leaning on your everlasting arms, but I'm getting up in your lap because I need you, oh God, to help me. Help me now, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I'm getting ready to pray for you. And I want you to know right now, God can do anything, anything, anything. We serve a God that can do anything, anything but fail.
Hallelujah.
Come nigh to the radio now. Place your hand on the radio. If you can't reach that radio, put your hand on your body, on or near where you're suffering. And let's believe God today. We serve a God that can do anything. There's nothing too hard for him. And Jesus even let us know that even when things become hard in your life, nothing shall be impossible to you if you can just believe. Brother Lawrence, I got an illness that the doctors can't cure. That's all right. Jesus can heal it. It will not be impossible for you to get healed if you will just only believe. Believe the Lord God today, regardless of what that illness is. It might be heart trouble. It might be cancer. It might be sugar diabetes. It might be blindness. It might be hearing. We had one that was here in the service a couple of weeks ago. They lost their hearing. They couldn't hear. But they got in the prayer line. I laid hands on them and prayed for them. Hearing come right back right here in the service. God is still doing it, my friends.
Yes.
Without any tricks and without any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God.
Yes.
Let your faith loose in God right now for whatever it is that you need God to do.
Yes.
He can do anything but fail. He can save. He can heal. I know he can. I know he will. Oh, my God. Good God all day long. God can do anything but fail. Hallelujah. What I want you to do is only believe. If you only believe, that's all you got to do, friends. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Oh, yes, they are. Brother Lawrence, why should I believe? Because Jesus said so. That's what he said. Because Jesus said so. All things are possible. Because Jesus, he said so. Because Jesus said so. Because Jesus, he said so. All things are possible. Because Jesus said. We thank you, dear God, for the power that's in your great name. To heal and cast out devils. Dear God, there's so many today that are under the sound of my voice. They're sick and they're suffering, Lord. Pains is racking their bodies. All sorts of diseases have attacked them, Lord. Jesus, we pray you'll go to their rescue right now. Some are in the hospital, Lord God. Some, oh God, they done turn them over to hospice. Oh God, I pray right now, turn that situation around. We rebuke the devil that's causing sicknesses. Satan, we come against you in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose here, Satan. Come on out of here. Your kingdom must come down. I plead the blood of Jesus against you right now. Take your hands off of these bodies. Come on out of here, devil. The blood of Jesus is against you right now. I command you to come out. I bind you up and cast you out. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, touch these bodies wherever they are. Whatever the illness is. Whatever the sickness is. Whatever it might be that's going on in their body. Some things the doctors can't even figure out what's wrong. But Jesus, you can see further than the X-ray. You can see further than the MRI.
Yes.
I pray, oh God, that thou will touch right now. Knock the devil out.
Yes.
In the name. Jesus, show your divine power.
Yes.
Touch these bodies everywhere, Lord
yes,
God.
Lord.
Make them every bit whole from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Dear God, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise. And all the glory shall be thine. In the name of Jesus Christ. And it is done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Come on, clap your hands and give the Lord praise for healing these bodies today. That's it, my friends. The prayer of faith has been prayed for you. That's all it takes is the prayer of faith. And you believe in God.
Yes.
You'll be able to say, I got just what I wanted from the Lord. Amen?
Amen?
All you have to do is believe it now. Thank the Lord for your healing.
Yes.
The devil's going to come back and try to tell you you're not healed. You tell that devil, I am healed.
Amen.
And when you go back to the doctor, don't go in there expecting to hear the same old bad report. Go in there expecting the doctor to tell you something different. Saying that you're doing better. Saying that you're well.
Yes.
Saying that you ain't got to come back no more.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
That's the way you do it. Hallelujah. Don't go in this one. I'm going to see what the doctor going to say today. No, don't go in there seeing what he's going to say. Go in there demanding what he say through the power of God. Amen?
Amen?
Thank God for Jesus. Now, remember, my friends, this is the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. We are a church that believe you can get your body healed. Amen? When the doctors done gave you up, you can get your body healed. When the lawyers done fought your case and seen they can't win, God can get in the judge and make him rule in your favor.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's the kind of God we serve. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. So therefore, precious hearts, trust God. Trust God and believe him for whatever you need him to do.
Amen.
He will do it. Yeah, they might have told you negative things and said it's not going to happen. I, as the man of God, is telling you it's happening now, not going to happen. It's happening now. You've got to stand on that and believe God for it. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Now, we invite you, precious hearts. Some of you might be in distant cities. You're saying, Lord, I wish we could get there to Exodus where they're having church at. You know what kind of church we have here. You can hear it on the radio. We have church like it used to be.
Yes.
Church like it ought to be.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So there might be some church that might be near you that you can go to. Praise God. We're going to give you a few of them. We ain't got time to tell you all of them. But there's a few of them we'll mention for you. Amen. Hope you can get there.
Amen.
If you can't get there, come on here to Brooklyn. If you're in Roselle, New Jersey, the Community Church of Faith, 1212 Morris Street, near St. George Avenue, Bishop Nathaniel Wesley is the pastor there. That's our bishop, amen, over there in Roselle, New Jersey. If you're out in Gary, Indiana, the Wonder Working Word Church, 2421 Ralston Street, near West 25th Avenue, Elder Edward Butler Jr. is the pastor. Up in West Haven, Connecticut, there's a place there. The Living Word Redemption Center, 945 First Avenue. Bishop Richard Moore is the pastor there. And we're getting ready to come to West Haven, Connecticut. We'll let you know the dates when we'll be there in West Haven, Connecticut. In Syracuse, New York, the Heavenly Vision Apostolic Church, 121 Rose Avenue. Elder Reginald K. Williams is the pastor there. Down in Hazelhurst, Mississippi, the Church of the Lord Jesus, 1155 Wesley Chapel Road. Evangelist Ruby Felton is the pastor there. Are you in Chicago? Go on over to the Greater Bethlehem Healing Temple, 12 South Oakley Boulevard. That's right off the corner of Madison Street in Chicago, Illinois. Bishop James Ketchum is the pastor there. Remember, friends, you're always invited to come and be with us here at Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple here in Brooklyn, New York, where our doors do swing on welcome hinges. Once again, we're located at 2012 Fulton Street. That's where we're holding services. 2012 Fulton Street, between Howard and Saratoga Avenues in Brooklyn, New York. We're here on Sundays at 12 o'clock noon in a dynamic Holy Ghost service. That's every Sunday afternoon at 12 o'clock. Come on down and get in the service of the Lord. We invite you to write us this week. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 715. That's Post Office Box 715. New York City, New York, zip code 10002. Again, that's Pastor Lawrence Staton, Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. If you'd like to send a donation in, if you have Cash App on your phone or Zelle, you can send it in via that way. As soon as you push the button, your offering will go right into the church account. If you have Cash App, send it to $PayExodus. That's $PayExodus. If you have Zelle, you can send it to 917-513-8029. That's 917-513-8029. or you can send it through the mail. Send it to Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. If you'd like to call us, we'll talk with you and pray with you over the telephone. Our phone number is area code 212-406-3904. That's 212-406-3904. In the book of Hebrews today, we're not going to hold you long. In fact, even the radio time is saying, you ain't got long here, brother. Amen. You better do what you got to do. Do a quick work and cut it short in righteousness. Glory to God. So we're going to get to this word right quickly before we go off the air. I want to encourage you today to seek the Lord while he may be found and to call upon him while he's near. Hebrews, the third chapter. And we want to start at the seventh verse. And we're going to read right on down to the eighth verse. Hebrews, the third chapter, the seventh verse. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation in the day of the temptation in the wilderness. That's as far as I want to read. The Holy Ghost is speaking today. And he's saying, hear the Lord today. Don't wait until tomorrow. Don't say, well, I'll do it next week. Don't say, well, I'll get myself together and I'll start getting myself together and comes to church starting next week. No, he said, in the day that you hear his voice, friends, you're hearing his voice today. Right now, while I'm talking to you, he's speaking to you. The Holy Ghost is saying, get right with God. The Holy Ghost is saying, change your wicked ways. The Holy Ghost is saying, turn from those evil ways and those evil deeds that you're doing. Turn to God and seek his face. My God, God is speaking to you, my friend. You didn't just happen to turn on this broadcast just by chance, but God had led you to this broadcast so that you can hear his voice. He's calling you. He's calling you, oh drunkard. He's calling you, oh homosexual. He's calling you, oh liar. He's calling you, oh thief. He's calling you, oh fornicator. He's calling you, oh adulterer. God is calling you, and he's saying, in the day that you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Don't become stiff-necked. Don't become, well, I don't need God right now. Oh, you need Jesus right today. With all that's going on in the world, you need Jesus more than ever before. And the Holy Ghost is speaking. At one time, we see in the scripture where it says, God who spoke to us in different divers before, now he's speaking to us through his son, Jesus. And Jesus is calling you. He's saying, come unto me. Come and change your ways. Come and turn to me. Seek me while I can be found. Repent. Be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And let me fill you with my spirit, which is the Holy Ghost. Come to me now while you got a chance. Don't harden your heart. Don't say, oh, I heard that before. Or I know all about that. Or I ain't got to worry about that right now. I'm young and I got plenty of time. Oh, but my friends, the Bible tells us even if you're young, you need to seek the Lord. Don't wait until it's too late. The Bible says if you're a young person, remember the Lord, remember thy creation, remember thy creator, rather, in the days of your youth. Remember him before arthritis steps in. Remember him before rheumatism steps in. Remember him before high blood pressure steps in. Remember him before your heart starts skipping beat. Remember him now. In the day that you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Don't become stiff-necked. Don't be determined, well, I got plenty of time. No, you don't. I said, no, you don't. You don't have plenty of time. That's why the Holy Ghost is saying, in the day that you hear, you're hearing his voice today. Right now, while you're listening to me on this radio station, you are hearing the voice of God.
Yes.
Turn to Jesus while you got a chance. Don't let it be said too late. Many people have hardened their hearts, and they didn't hear the voice of God calling them out of sin, calling them out of degradation, and said, come unto me and be ye saved. Look unto me, all the ends of the earth, and be saved. But folks have paid it no attention. They decided, I'm going to do what I want to do. I got a little more partying to do. I got a little more drinking to do. I got a little more sleeping around to do. But the Lord says, in the day that you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Don't turn from Jesus.
Yes,
seek the Lord while he may be found.
Yes.
Call upon him while he's near.
Yes.
Time is winding up.
Yes.
Look at what's going on in the world today. Trouble is everywhere.
Yes.
Shooting and killing.
Hallelujah.
My God, stabbing, stealing,
yes,
and murdering. The Bible says, in the day that you hear his voice,
yes,
harden not your heart. Turn to Jesus. Turn from your wicked ways. Give God your heart in the day that you're hearing it. It's being said today for you to come to Jesus. Just think about it. Some of y'all ain't got tired of the way you've been living. You're tired of the devil treating you like he does. Well, the only way you can get out from under that cloak, the only way you can get out from under that slavery, hear the word of the Lord. Harden not your heart, but say, Lord, I hear you. Lord, here am I. Lord, I give you my heart. Jesus, come into my life. Save me, oh God. Save me, oh God. Wash my sins away. Help me, oh God, to hear your voice. Help me to do what you say do. In the name of Jesus, say yeah. The Holy Ghost is speaking. I said the Holy Ghost is speaking. And it's telling you, my friends, whether you're here in New York, whether you're out in Omaha, Nebraska, whether you're down in Lafayette, Louisiana, whether you're over in New Jersey, Newark, New Jersey, you might be out in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, wherever you are, in New York, or any place in the United States, down south, up north, out on the West Coast, the Lord is saying, the Holy Ghost is speaking to you today. In the day that you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Don't become like Pharaoh. Pharaoh was told by the man of God, Moses, Pharaoh, let my people go. But Pharaoh hardened his heart. Every time Moses told him to let the children of Israel go, Pharaoh hardened his heart. How many of you know you might harden your heart against God, but you're not going to win? Somebody made a play one day and said, your arms are too short to box with God. You're on a losing side when you're hardening your heart against God. Jesus is saying, come to me now while I'm your loving Savior. Come before I become your judge and judge. Somebody say yeah. Somebody say yeah. Come to Jesus. You need protection. You need the Lord in your life. You need God to protect you from what's coming up on the earth. I want to tell you today, just this little thought, seek for protection before you need it. Thank you, Jesus. There's a commercial that comes on here in New York City. It's advertising having your car protected so that if anything breaks down, if anything goes wrong with your car, you have protection. Well, if you join this particular company, they will pay for all of your repairs. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. They say, get your car protected before you need it. That's what I'm telling you today. Get your soul protected before you need repairs done. Yeah! Yeah! If you wait too late, if you wait till something breaks down in your life and you wind up in the lake of fire, it's too late. There's no repairs to be done. It's too late. Seek the Lord now. Get your protection before you need it. Somebody say amen. Oh, harden not your heart. Seek God while he may be found. Somebody say yeah. Say yeah. Oh, my God. My God. Don't let it be said too late. Don't let it be said too late. That car advertisement says, Get your car covered.